10
9
8
7
6
5
4
3
2
1
It is time to wake the F up. I'm your host, Lawrence Pipkin, and we will be exploring ways to overcome the barriers and the obstacles in your life that stop you from living the life of your dreams. So let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 4. I call this one Compassionate Exchange. And I think there's one thing that people really need to already wake the F up about is their internal power, their ability to actually create something bigger than themselves. And you can do this every day through meditation. But a lot of people will say, well, you know what? I don't know how to meditate. It's too difficult. I can't make my brain stop thinking. All of those things. And I get it. It's hard sometimes. But if we can really learn to go inside, we can create a lot of things for ourselves that we normally wouldn't have thought that we could. So I want to encourage you guys to try this compassionate exchange as I explain in the podcast today. So the Dalai Lama said, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. And if you want to be happy, practice compassion. So I think that if the Dalai Lama took the time to say that, it's probably something pretty important and something that we should probably wake up about and then do something about it. So let me explain a little bit about what compassionate exchange is. It's a way to move through all the perspectives that are available to you. So instead of staying identified with only one perspective, that perspective of yourself, this meditative practice, you will consciously and deliberately exchange yourself for the other. So a lot of times I talk about perspectives of the internal I, the external interior we, the exterior external society. And so each one of these things become a different perspective to us. And you know, we all know this, that as creatures here on the planet, we tend to move towards pleasure and away from pain. We move instinctively to defend ourself, that I, that interior perspective, from any type of discomfort or harm. And we want to fulfill and we want to meet the needs of that internal I. Well, in compassionate exchange, we're going to dissolve that wall that we've built around ourselves that we've used just to survive so that we can actually help ourselves. In fact, we're going to reverse the self's usual orientation and we're going to breathe in suffering. That's right. I said breathe in suffering. And then we're going to breathe out the pleasurable release of suffering. So do you see what we're doing here? We're going to reclaim all of that energy and freedom that result from reversing that automatic tendency of pleasure seeking and pain avoiding. So the I is going to move into the awareness and it's going to care for the you and the us, the them, the all beings. And then we're going to bring that all back to yourself again. And we're going to let that rest in the self and then be that objective witness in which everything then will rise higher. So today is a less about talk and less about learning and more about doing. So I'm going to go through some practice right now for you of how to do compassionate exchange. I'm sure there are probably some YouTube stuff out there that are guided videos where you can just sit back and let it happen. But you can also do it yourself. And there's no real time limit on this. I would say give yourselves a minimum of 10 minutes to do this and really allow yourself to sink into what you are practicing. So one good way to start any meditation is to just focus on the feeling of your heart and then breathing. Breathing and that feeling from your heart. So what we're going to do first is just slow down and just breathe normally, naturally, and feel from your heart. Now, what I want you to do first is recall a memory that evokes the experience of care and compassion. And once you have that memory that gives you that feeling, creates that state of care and compassion, I want you to picture somebody very close to you, somebody you care about. And I want you to breathe this person's distress and suffering into your heart. Then as you exhale, breathe out the essence of freedom from suffering and direct it towards that person. So you have that image of somebody in your mind. You're in a state of compassion and caring. You breathe in their suffering and you breathe out the freedom from them suffering, and you direct it to that person. So have that person in your mind and direct your breath to them. Now continue to breathe, and every time that you breathe in, take in the suffering and the distress of more and more people or just that person. And then every time you breathe out the essence of release and freedom from suffering and direct it towards that person and then eventually to a larger group of people. After several breaths, I want you to expand your view to include more people. So you've focused on that one person, maybe a couple people. Breathe. Expand your view to include more and more people. Take in their suffering, their distress. And then breathe out again, like I said, the essence of the release and the freedom from the suffering, and direct it out towards all beings or all of those people or that group of people or that community of people. Then what I want you to do is focus on one person among all the people that you've been focusing on. And that person is you. Then I want you to breathe in your own suffering and your own distress. And then I want you to breathe out that essence of freedom from suffering. Direct it towards yourself. So you're going to breathe in all of your own suffering and distress, and you're going to breathe out freedom from suffering and distress, and you're going to direct it towards an image of you. And from this perspective, you're naturally going to embrace and affirm your vitality and your humanity and your sense of self. Then, as the final step in the practice of this compassionate exchange, I want you to notice that you and all the pictures, all the people that you have pictured, and all the suffering and all the freedom from suffering, they're arising in the awareness that is witnessing all of it. And that witness of all of this is who you truly are. Does that make sense? Can you feel that? I want you to hear what I'm saying here. The final step in this compassionate exchange is noticing that the image of you and the image of all the people that you have pictured and all the suffering and then all the freedom from the suffering, they arise simply from the awareness of being a witness to it all. And that's you being a witness to it all. And then I want you to notice that this witness is present not just in you, but this witness is present in every other person as well. Everybody that you pictured. It's the exact same witness that you are. Because there's only one witnessed. Right? So in this space that you're in now, I want you to rest in that natural, open, effortless expanse of awareness. And that's compassionate exchange. So this is something that I want you to really try to do this week, especially in terms of all the stuff that's going on. Come inside, center, then move that witnessing and that suffering to others and help them so that you can help yourself, so that you can realize the power that truly exists inside of you. So let's wake up to this. I want to hear how it goes for you. I want to hear some stories. I want to hear what happened as you did this practice. But I can only have that conversation if you practice. So I want you guys to do this. Shoot me a message. I would love to have a conversation with you. And that's going to be it for this episode about compassionate exchange. You guys, I love you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.